Where
is Mr. Amir? Amir. Mr. President,
Mr.
Yes.
Ready? Fire the God, Lord. Yes. You're right. I bring books and that, just so.
So you found more Tanakh or you didn't find?
No, I didn't find any.
I lost
all.
Lord,
the Shulchan, the Chapter 11, Melachim Aleph, with your permission.
Right.
Samson's 26, we go, we learned it last week, because Hashem, I just want to go back. Explanation, page 836. With your permission, this after the Navi describe that Shlomo HaMelech did not behave the way he should behave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing someone to fight Shlomo HaMelech and eventually to be the king of 10 tribes. And Navi says, give permission. Yerobam ben Nevat, Ephrati. Yerobam ben Nevat, his description is Ephrati. Ephrati sounds also from Shevet Yehudah. Ephrati Betlehem sounds also Binyamin. And maybe Ephraim. Maybe Shevet Ephraim. So Navi says like this, with your permission, the Yerovam ben Nevat Ephrati min HaTzreda, he lived in the place Tzreda, v'shim imo Tzrua, isha almana, she was a widow. What does that make if his mother was a widow? And if she was married? It really doesn't matter if she's a widow or she's not a widow. She's a widow of who? Doesn't say. So really it doesn't matter. You say, if you want to say a description about Yerobam, you want to say that his father was Nevat, fine. Says his mother's name is Tzrua. No. Shevim not Tzrua. He was from a city called Tzreda. But his mother's name was Tzrua. Tzreda is the name of a town. That's a question where this city is. The question is, where, who is it from, really? Then we get it. We get it later. Yeah. Not so simple. Yeah. Yeah. But this is Shevet Dan, right?
Yeah, right.
It's done in Yehuda, because it was a Torah in Yehuda also. So David tells us the description about this is the new candidate, a person that is going to fight Shlomo, eventually to fight Rehovam, eventually to become the king of 10 tribes. His description, his father is Nevat. Again, we don't know from which tribe he is. Sounds Ephrati. Ephrati doesn't mean anything. Ephrati means sometimes important person. Might as well be Beder Ephrati Betlachem. This is the Yehuda's territory, Binyamin territory. Eved Shlomo. This guy Yerobam was a slave to Shlomo. Vayarem Yad Bamelech. That Yerobam rebelled against Shlomo HaMelech. This was the first person on earth that rebelled against Shlomo HaMelech. וזה הדבר אשר עמד במלך. That's what he did against Shlomo. Shlomo בנה את המילו, סגר את עיר דוד אביב. Shlomo built around the city. If you remember some toll booth. It's not America who did the first one. Shlomo did the first one. easy path. He did build a booth, toll booth, in order to collect taxes. And this is called Sagaret Peret, Ir David Aviv, Banayat Amilo. It's one of the explanation. And this caused a lot of traffic jams, and a lot of people could not come to Beit HaMikdash because what Shlomo did. This was opposite, the Midrash says to David HaMelech, David HaMelech just made everything open, it should be easy for Am Yisrael to come to Yerushalayim, and Shlomo is going to make a toll booth, a traffic jam. And Yerobam was the first one that had no fear and went over to him in public and told him, what did you do? He says, you just do it because you want to collect more money, and it's not to pay for the bridge, because that story we had 4 years ago, and we need money for the bridge, but in the meantime it's continue full force, they never can take this all off. He says, Yerobam told Shlomo, this whole thing is a lie, you want just to collect more money from the tolls because you want to buy more jewelry for your wife, Bat Power. And the Gemara says it's one of the reasons that he was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lead Am Yisrael, because he was not afraid of Shlomo, not like anybody else, but was scared of Shlomo. And he was in public telling him, you did wrong, it should not have been done such a thing to make such a traffic jam because you want to collect more money.
Do you know how old Shlomo is right now?
I'm sorry?
Do you know how old Shlomo is right now?
When he did it to Shlomo?
No, no.
I really don't know. No. No, I don't know. I really don't know. There's no information. We do know that he died at the age of 52. We do know that he ruled for 40 years. He was a king at 12, and he got married to his first wife at age 16. This is the day that he opened Beit HaMikdash to the daughter of power. Was married to her for 36 years. I said for purpose, this information.
He
died the same age as Moshe. Right. So then he says, Sender 28, with your permission, chapter 11, Vayish Yerobam Gibor Chayil is very capable. Vayar Shlomo Tanak Yosef Lachov Yakidotu Be'olchol Sebe Bet Yosef. When Shlomo saw that person is very capable, this is of course before that man screamed at him and embarrassed him in public. In the beginning, such description about Yerobam, it is very capable, very handy. Not only that he was able to do the job very quickly, he was chosen, according to some Chachamim, to do that construction and to put the Talmud. And since he did so well, of course when he met Shlomo he screamed at him, but before when he was chosen to do this job, he did his job, Shlomo saw that he's so capable, he appointed him to be in charge on the tribe of Yosef to collect taxes from his tribe. Since he's so capable, he says, give him another job. Okay. There's one day, again, we don't know exactly when it was, but one day Yerobam came out of Yerushalayim, and this sounds according to all the Chachamim, this sentence is before he rebelled against Shlomo, before he spoke to Shlomo and told Shlomo that he's doing wrong. One day he went out of Yerushalayim, and saw to Achiyah Shiloni and Navi Baderich. Achiyah Shiloni was a Navi that lived over 500 years, was learning Torah from Moshe, came out of Egypt, and saw Eliyahu Navi later. Was one of the biggest people that we had that passed, says the Rambam, the tradition that we have. And somebody is going to ask you, how do you know? Achiyah Shiloni is a major factor in transferring the tradition to us. So Yerobam goes outside Yerushalayim, he meets Achiyah Shiloni and the way we would consider the Talmud Chadasha Rasim and Adam Basadeh, they both by themselves, the Gemara says that they were learning by themselves. But post Achiyah Batalmah Chadasha Asher Alam and Temachloket, in the Gemara, who had the new garment, Achiyah took the garment, by Yerushalayim and Shnei Masafraim, he tore the garment into 12 pieces. Even Yerobam, Kach Lecha Asher Asraim, please, it's just a symbol, just something just to tell you what really I am in the name of Hashem here. To take 10 pieces of this garment, I'm going to give you 10 tribes. Hashem is echad yelo. He is going to have one. Shlomo's child, Rechavam, he is going to have one tribe, and you're going to have 10. Okay, we do know that we have 12 tribes. All the Chachamim tried to explain what's the matter. This one is missing. So they said, no, what it means is that what we see later in the Navi, that Binyamin always went with Yehuda, and therefore he doesn't say anything about Binyamin. He just refers to Yehuda, and he tells Yerovam, you're going to be a king for 10 tribes. One tribe left. It means Yehuda is going to be for Rehoboam, the son of Shlomo, the grandson of David HaMelech. Binyamin doesn't say anything because Binyamin anyway is part of Yehuda. Again, in the Navi it should have been said, 10 for you and 2 for David's grandchild. Even though it's true that eventually Binyamin would go with Yehuda, but doesn't sound from Achia, one is missing. Should have said 10 and 2. It's not, I don't know, it's hard to say that it's not a good answer, but again, the Navi should not have said like this. Navi should have said 2 for Yehuda, 10 for you. Navi said 10 for you, 1 for Yehuda. Because I love David so much, my slave David, because of Yerushalayim, therefore I'm going to leave one. Otherwise, even one I won't leave. It means, finish with David HaMelech, since David HaMelech in Tehillim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, in chapter 89 in Tehillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, I think it's 89, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that always the kingdom should never leave Yehuda. Therefore Hashem is telling Achiyah to tell Yerovam that you're going to be a king for 10 and not for the rest of Am Yisrael, because I promised David HaMelech, since I promised I want to keep my promise, but it's only, he's going to be a king only for one tribe. Sentence 33, Yan Asher HaZavuri, because they left me. They left me. Veishtachavu Lashtoret Elohe Tidonin, the name of the statues that the Tzidonim used to worship, the name was Ashtoret. V'lichmosh Elohe Moab, the statue that Moab used to worship, his name is Chmosh, v'lemilkom Elohe Bnei Amon, Milkom is the name of the statue that Amon used to worship. It says, Am Yisrael, they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they bowed down to those idols. V'lo alchu b'drachai, nasad yashar b'inai, they did not go on the right path, v'chukotai mishpatai, k'David Aviv. David, Aviv, he's talking about the nation. Now he's talking back about David. Says his father. He's talking. We're not talking about him. He's talking about the nation. I'm not going to take sentence 34. I'm not going to take the kingdom from his hand. Kinasi ashitenu, koli merchayav. It says I will not do anything to him. Means in the time of Shlomo. Leman David v'yeshev b'chati bar shema mitzvah b'chukotai. Lagati amocham yadlo. Eventually, sentence 35, I'm going to take the kingdom from his son. And you're going to be the king. You're not going to be the king immediately. This is just a prophecy. Eventually, you're going to become the king. But since I promised David HaMelech, I'm going to let his son Shlomo to continue to rule. But then his son is going to be, then it's going to be all over. That means that HaKadosh already promised, and there's a prophecy over here that's all over. That David HaMelech is going to lose 10 tribes from his kingdom to Yerovam, and this the Navi says is because they worshipped Abu Dazar. No. Right. So, but there's no information that the people did. But again, all he's trying to do is 905. There's no information, Mr. Albert, that anybody did Avodah Zorah in Yerushalayim besides Shlomo's wife. All Shlomo wives, maybe one not, maybe Naama Amonit not, but sounds like from the Sons of Naveen that all Shlomo wives, that he had 700 wives, all of them worshipped Avodah Zorah. But there's no information Am Yisrael did. Here, Sons of Naveen already, they're worshipping Avodah Zorah in Israel. Again, Achia doesn't say anything about Shlomo, anything about his behavior. He speaks to Yerovam and he tells Yerovam, you're going to be the king because I'm Israel worshipping Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you're going to be the king. I'm going to take it away from them. France and the Navi. France and the Navi, that is the reason why Hashem is, if we say, is upset. And he is taking the kingdom away. I said it's 36 to give permission, but if not, can share it to God. I'm going to give, again, only one tribe. The man Yot Nil David of these will be like a kingdom for David. I chose Yerushalayim to be my city, therefore I would let his son to have one. I'm going to take you, you're going to be a king, and you can do whatever you wish. You're going to be the king of Israel. If you're going to listen to whatever I'm going to command you, if Achiyat has a prophecy to Yehovam, I'm telling you, you're going to be the king, but only if you're going to keep whatever I'm going to command you, and you have to go on the path and keep everything the way David HaMelech did. I'm going to be with you, it's a promise that you're going to be a king, and the kingdom that Hashem is going to give Yehovam is similar to the kingdom that Hashem gave David. Nothing is going to be changed. It's going to be, doesn't say forever, but sounds like it's going to be continued until Hashem will decide to stop it. But immediately,
אז זה השם, לא?
לא, I have too much.
Thank you.
No. Too much.
Thank you very much. I can.
Sentence 39. וענה את זרע דוד למען זאת אכלו כל הימים. Immediately, הקדוש ברוך הוא corrects himself, if we say, or he did not finish the sentence, and he says, well, you're going to be the king, but your kingdom is not forever. It's for a limited time only. Ach lo kol hayamim. Not forever. It means you're going to be the king, but not a temporary kingdom. I'm giving you a temporary kingdom. You're not going to be forever. For how long? It doesn't say. Kim chachamim rabotai and said like this. It says, Va'ane zera David leman zot. I'm going to torture the children of David, Leman Zot, who is Man Zot, Chachamim say is for the daughter of Paro. It's a punishment. King Shlomo HaMelech married the daughter of Paro. He was married to her 36 years. 36 years, Yerovam is going to be the king. After 36 years, he's going to lose it. Only for 36 years, because Shlomo HaMelech married the daughter of Pharaoh, Hashem also sent him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, after 36 years, the kingdom is going to come back to the children of David HaMelech, a temporary kingdom for Yerovam ben Nevat, and maybe his children as well, if he's not going to be alive. But that's the end of it. It says, for 36 years, you become a king. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a lecture before, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Achiyas gave a lecture before, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is very upset. Hashem is upset. He wants to take the kingdom away from David. He says, since the worshipping of Avodah Zarah, Hashem doesn't like it. Hashem doesn't like it. He's going to give it to Yerovam. All of a sudden, Hashem says only for 36 years. Why 36 years? Why 36? It's not a little bit 36. Either they're going to stop doing the Avodah Zarah, then they might get the kingdom. And if they continue to do the Avodah Zarah, they'll never get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless says to Chachamim, it says the Midrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted and told Yerovam, you're not going to be the king forever. Only for 36 years, the time that Shlomo was married to the girl of the daughter of Pharaoh. The question is, what this has to do with anything? Because he was married to her. If Am Yisrael worshiping Avodah Zarah, this is no excuse to take the kingdom away from Yerovam. Send this 40 with your permission, Vayivakesh Shlomo Lamit Et Yerovam. Chachamim say that Shlomo heard the prophecy of Achiyah, and instead to regret what he did, he wanted to get rid of Yerovam, and he's going to kill him after he heard the prophecy. Some Chachamim said he tried even to kill Achiyah, the biggest Nabi that we had after Moshe Rabbeinu. He tried to kill him as well because he said this prophecy, and Shlomo heard that Achiyah told Yerovam that he's going to be the king. Shlomo is going to try to kill both of them according to the Midrash. And Navi only tells us that he wants to kill Yerovam, the new chosen king that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Achiyat to make him a king. Vayakom Yerovam veibrach Mitzrayim and Shishak Melech Mitzrayim v'Mitzrayim Admo Shlomo. Yerovam went to exile and he's going to Egypt. That's the Shach, the Shach needs to run to Egypt to learn from Yerovam. So Yerovam went to Egypt. He went to Egypt, and in that time in Egypt now there's a new king, his name is Shishak, because the Shlomo's father now died already, the Midrash says, and now Shishak is the new king. And Shishak doesn't like Shlomo so much. Maybe this Shishak is Shlomo's brother-in-law, it's a question. But he doesn't like Shlomo, and Yerovam goes to Mitzrayim, he's hiding at Shishak's place, he's waiting until Shlomo dies. And the verse Shlomo, it's just, a summary that Shlomo, what he did, is how wisdom, the years, sentence 42, he was a king for 40, that's the end, but the Navi tells us, that's the end of Shlomo's kingdom. He was very smart, he died, in the meantime, before he died, he has already a temporary person that's going to inherit it, the kingdom from Shlomo against Shlomo's will, and he's going to take a major part of his kingdom, even though the Shlomo was described as the biggest and the strongest ever that Am Yisrael had. Later we had somebody else, Ahab, but now he's bigger than David HaMelech, he's ruling everything. Yerovam is going to take a big portion of his kingdom and he's going to rule.
He died as a king, Shlomo? When he died, he was king.
The machloka de Gemara. The machloka de Gemara, if he died in the palace like a king, or he just died like a regular person, as the Gemara says, he was walking on the street, and like a beggar, and people used to hit him on the street, and used to give him barley to eat, and he said, I used to be a king, and all laughed at him, and then he died, and they buried him with a big embarrassment. Machloka de Gemara.
Rabbi, when did he write his form, Shirashurim,
Kohelet and Mishle. The Machloket and the Midrash. If he wrote it right away at the beginning, before he got married to the daughter of Paro, or he was in exile, not in the middle of his life.
Machloket. I assume that.
The Machloket and the Midrash. The Machloket. The two opinions in the Midrash.
But he didn't do it while he was reigning.
While he was
reigning 40 years.
Yes.
You know, Shirashirim.
Again.
No. We said before he was married.
No, before he married.
Before he married the girl. Either before he married the girl, or he went towards the end of his life and he was in exile.
Three of them.
Right. Right. It's another opinion. It's an opinion in the Midrash.
Why was it such a major sin, so to speak,
regardless of
vengeance,
when
he married
Pharaoh? There's few answers. The simple answer that Gemara says, that the night he married the daughter of Pharaoh was the same night that the Obama Beit HaMikdash. While Am Yisrael was dancing Beit HaMikdash, he was dancing in the hall around the corner with his new wife. In the same night. At two music bands. One band, one band in Beit HaMikdash, Am Yisrael dancing in Beit HaMikdash, and he had a band
The belly dance in the palace.
Right. Belly dance. The Gemara said that this is what she did. The Gemara said, and doesn't say the word belly dance, I don't know what belly dance means, but she was dancing in front of him.
I saw the movie.
Again, I don't know who was the smart person that did it, but that's what the Gemara says. She was dancing in front of him, but the Gemara, I think, said a number, either 70 or 700 kind of dances. That she was a big dancer, and she made him crazy. This was the night that he opened Beit HaMikdash. And he went to sleep, And in the morning, they're supposed to sacrifice the sacrifice of Beit HaMikdash. He had the keys under his pillow of Beit HaMikdash. It was supposed to be chutzpah that he took the keys with him, because he's not supposed to be the boss of Beit HaMikdash. The Kohanim is supposed to be because the Kohanim is supposed to be. As the Ramban says, that the Chashmonaim died. Because the Chashmonaim, the Kohen should not be a king, and the king should not be a Kohen. And he took the keys, and everybody was waiting outside the Midrash to sacrifice. They couldn't get in until his mother went and woke him up and slapped him.
Didn't she paint the ceiling with stars?
His wife. Not only she didn't paint, she not only painted, she put kind of material, blue dark material, and she saw that the material stars and moons. And every time he wanted to wake up, he looked up and said, "It's still dark." That's why Hashem was upset. The Gemara said that that moment Hashem said he doesn't want Beit HaMikdash, he's going to destroy Beit HaMikdash. I don't know the name.
Oh.
I really don't know the name.
When he was
16.
And how old she was?
I don't know.
Maybe she was older than
the smaller. Sounds like.
With all his wisdom, he never, with all his
right.
Smartness, she was married.
You know why? Because he didn't come that quick. Because he had no rabbi. The Gemara says.
I believe it.
The Gemara says if he would have a rabbi, he would not have done it. Since he had no rabbi, he did. So again, sounds already, we have two reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. One reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset because Hashem said, because they are worshipping Avodah Zarah. Now Hashem is saying it's a temporary kingdom for Yoram, only for 36 years. What 36 has to do with anything?
Two times high.
And with your permission, if you don't mind, to go back in the Tanakh to Shmuel Bet. Chapter 776, with your permission, in the Tanakh. The first line in the Tanakh, page 776. This is Perek Yutet Pasuk Men Gimel. The first line, page 776. Vayam. This is the story that after Avshalom died, was killed, and all in Israel went and they getting back David HaMelech, and David HaMelech was hiding behind the Jordan River, and now he's coming back. So Am Israel, they come and they went to approach David HaMelech to see him, and they're singing and they want to get him. In the meantime, the tribe of Judah, they take the king and they help David HaMelech to cross the Jordan River, and they take David HaMelech and they're going to take him to Yerushalayim. The sentence 43 comes and says, "Vayam kol ish Yudah ish Israel." It says they're all complaining, "Why are you taking David?" Excuse me. So the tribe of Judah said, "Listen, Kikarov HaMelech Elai. What don't you understand why we came?" It says, we are from the tribe of Judah, and David is one of the people of the tribe of Judah. This is why we came. What's wrong with this? What are you so upset about? Sentence 44, it says, we are ten tribes, and you are one. So you are the majority. This is why you went, and since we know that you, David HaMelech, comes from your tribe, but nevertheless, we are the majority, we have ten tribes. So why you took him? Okay. The argument stops in the middle, there's no answer.
No answer.
Okay. Chapter 20, with your permission, Shmuel Bet, same page, 776. The Shamanikra, this is 6 lines from the top, 7 lines from the top. The six times, yeah. The Shamanikra, Ish Biyav, Shmuel Sheva Ben Bichri, Ish Yimini. The guy's name is Sheva Ben Bichri, from Binyamin. David HaMelech finally comes now after he had the old fight with Avshalom, and Baruch Hashem Avshalom is dead, and all of Israel is coming, marching towards David HaMelech, welcoming him back to Yerushalayim, all united, is one guy, Shem Nikra Ish Bliyat Ushmo Shem Ben Michi, Ish Yimini. And Shem Ben Michi is from Binyamin. Vayitkar Bashofar, he blows the shofar, Vayomer En Lanu Chelek BeDavid, ולא נחלה לנו בבן ישי איש לא עליו ישראל. He says, nobody here is should be participate with David. We all rebel. Rebel? What happened? Nothing. Nothing. He's against David. He's against David. He blows the shofar. Sounds like the Mashiach, the fake Mashiach. He says, forget about David, forget about the kingdom, forget about everything. Everybody run to your tent. It's so amazing that after the whole welcome back to David, so this guy standing over here, and he says to everybody, what's wrong with you people? Why are you going back? Forget about it. Vayav kol ish Yisrael machri David achri avichri. All of a sudden, everybody leaves David completely. Just a minute ago, they complained. They said, why Shemet Yehuda, why Shemet Yehuda took David? And David, and Shemet Yehuda says, well, you know, he's coming from outside, and said, what? We are also something, okay, doesn't matter, an argument, nothing, Baruch Hashem, no fight, no Kadima party, Baruch Hashem, everything is peace, Baruch Hashem, no running to the election, no cutting, you know, this, Baruch Hashem, everything is okay. All of a sudden, one guy brought a shofar, everybody runs away from David, they all join Shem Bachi, that's the new leader. He's going to give Yerushalayim back, he's going to do everything, the quarter, everything. What's wrong? What happened? The only people that stayed with David is Yehuda. What happened all of a sudden? They skipped the sentence four. The king told Amasa, go dress right away all the people. He came late, he wasn't able to come. Remember David sentence six, remember David Radishai Atai Yehavan Hashem Vichi? Mean Avshalom. You know, we got such a big problem now. Walking Avshalom. This guy, he's gonna ruin the whole thing. He says, please, David tells Avishai, go quickly, find him. He's gonna find a place with walls. He's gonna be able to put himself inside a city with walls, and we won't be able to get him. And even if he doesn't come back, the whole army is chasing now this Hashem Ben Bichri, the guy that was able in 1 minute to take Olam Israel away from David HaMelech.
But Bichri had no support before from no one.
Nobody knew who he was,
right.
Nothing.
So blew the horn,
everybody said, so they call in America jihad.
But now,
jihad. Jihad, they're all after him. What jihad? Mullah, you know? What did he do? Nothing. Nobody knew about him. Nothing. All of a sudden, in 1 second.
Well, the tribe of Judah now is chasing the other 9 tribes.
You won't believe. You won't believe what the Gemara says. Don't believe.
I'm jumping the gun. Okay.
Don't believe this. So if you turn the page, if you don't mind, to 778, so they're looking for him. He's inside the city. They already put a siege around the city. They only don't know what it is. They want to break the wall. The whole thing at the end is 1 minute. In 1 minute, this is sentence 22. ותבוא האישה אל כל העם, לחוכמתה, לסרח בת אשר חכמים, there's a big siege, she convinced the people, ויחטו את ראש המבחי, וישטיחו את יואב. It says they cut his head off, that through the head of this of the I mean out of the city from the of the wall by Kaaba Shabbat finish the whole thing is over. In 1 minute the whole thing is over. The guy was the leader. In 1 minute took all of Israel, running. He came to one town. Yoav is running up to him with a few soldiers. They made a siege around the city. They convinced the people of the city, you better give us this guy. The lady said, okay, we'll give you. They cut the head off of this guy. Shem here, off the wall. The whole thing is finished. Story in the life. What's the story?
You just
make it
in heaven.
Everybody's fine. Sorry. One more thing. In Iran, in Isfahan, is a monument. There's a monument of Serach Bat Asher. Serach Bat Asher never died. The Iranian people, they think that she's down there. She never died. This is the place she went to Gan Eden.
She died.
She was living. She was at Iran. She came with Mordechai and Esther to Iran to Parad.
Yaakov
gave Abraham. Never going to die. So the Iranian people, there's a big monument in Isfahan. It's a very holy place. Even the Arabs, even the Iranian people go over there. Very holy place. There's a lot of miracles over there. A lot of miracles. But they think she's there. She's not there. It's the monument where they put, where she disappeared. She went down. And from there, she walked to Gan Eden. Okay, with your permission, if you go back to page 774, with your permission. Page 774, with your permission. Three lines from the top. Mephibosheth ben Shaul yarad likrat ha-melech. Shaul had a son, his name was Mephibosheth, and after Shaul died, Mephibosheth was left alive. V'lo asar aglav lachet samo, he did not wash his feet, he did not shave, v'gdav lo chibes, he didn't wash his clothing, v'min ayon lechet ha-melech ad ha-yom, asher ba'ad v'shalom. So the whole time that David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, this guy Mephibosheth was mourning about David HaMelech, even though that he is the son of Shaul, but he was mourning, he was very friendly with David, and he loved David very much, so even though that Avshalom is trying to do something to David HaMelech, and David was the king after Shaul, he still loved Shaul and David, and Chas v'Shalom would do anything against him. He comes to David and asks him, excuse me, why didn't you run away with me? My slave cheated me. My slave told me, I'm going to go to represent you with the King David because you have some problems with your feet. He went and he said, to you, but you need a melech kimalach alokim aset omenecha. If you want, check it out. Ki lo haya kol bet avi ki man shimamet adoni amelech vatash tazakha b'chorish chazakha. I said, everybody was almost dead, and you took me, and you gave me respect, and you told me to eat with you. Umay yesh li yot tzedakah lezokot el amelech, you think I'm going to do anything? Kimel amelech, lama shed omenecha adomenecha. I said, why are you talking to me like this? Amarti, ata betzivatach lekul tasadeh.
That's it.
What does it mean? So Navi says, right. So Navi says like this. This guy Tziva was a slave, a very bad person. When David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, he went right away to David HaMelech and he said, David HaMelech said, where is your master? Where is Mephibosheth? He said, my master is celebrating in Yerushalayim your death. Hopefully you're going to be dead. And my master is the son of Shaul. He hopes to get back the leadership of the party. And David accepted it. Now, when this guy, Mephibosheth, comes to David, and David asks him, where were you? He said, listen, my slave said Lashon Hara to you. David did not want to believe him. And David tells him, okay, I heard you. But already David HaMelech promised the slave all the things that belongs to Shaul's family, since he is one that is devoted for David, all the rest partly against David HaMelech, and the beginning of Shalom. Now, when David meets this guy, Mephibosheth, he tells him, you know what? You're going to split with your slave. Split, says the Gemara. You split? What do you mean you split? It means you accept Lashon Hara. You accept Lashon Hara, you accept a lie from this slave about this guy, Mephibosheth. It was a holy man. Since you accepted it, and you said a sentence, you're going to split it with your slave. This is embarrassment, that he has to split his fortune with his slave. And the slave said Lashon Hara. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, page 56, since David HaMelech accepted Lashon Hara, at this moment Hashem decided to split the kingdom, and Yehovah is going to come because of that Lashon Hara. So you have three reasons. Reason number one, the split. Reason number two, Hashem said Achiyah because it's due of the Zohar. Reason number three, Hashem said because Shlom HaMelech the Torah. Which one is the right one? You can't say all of them. David doesn't say all of them. The Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, says like this. This guy, Sheva ben Bichri, the one that rebels against David HaMelech, his real name is Micha. Micha. Micha was the one that Moshe Rabbeinu, what did Albert say? Huh? Micha was the one that was in the wall in this time. And Moshe Rabbeinu picked him up. That Micha, remember, he had later became Pesach Micha. And if you remember what Ari says, why he was inside the wall? Migdal Babel. He was first Dorah Flaga. He was one of the people that built the tower to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought his neshama back, and he became Mr. Micha. And the Egyptian people took him and put him inside the wall. And Moshe told Hashem, what's wrong? Why this baby is inside the wall? Hashem says, another reason. You don't have to know. If you don't believe me, take him out. Take him out. Moshe took him out. This man started to worship Abu Dazara in Mitzrayim because his roots was Abu Dazara, because he built the tower. He passed Yam Suf. Inside Yam Suf he had statues in his bed, in Antashekhet. While crossing Yam Suf he had his Antashekhet bed statues. Kissing the statue while he's crossing Yam Suf. It's not his fault, because he is over there, in Iraq, in Babel. This man, is Mr. Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri is a nickname. It's not him. It's Mr. Micha. I'm sorry? Yeah. Not the end. It's the punchline. His name is not Sheva ben Bichri. His name is Nevat.
Wow.
Says the Gemara, Yehovam ben Nevat. That's the new king, Mr. Yehovam ben Nevat. His father, is Micha, his father is Sheva ben Bichri, and that's what David is going to tell you, that his mother was a widow. Is a widow. A widow. It is a widow from who? It is, I'll tell you something. This is going to be the chosen guy, he's going to be a king. Wait 1 second. I'll tell you why he's going to be chosen to become a king, and his downfall later, says Dari. But you have to understand the Gemara. Masechet Sanhedrin said that Mr. Nevat is really not Nevat, is really Sheva ben Bichri, is not Sheva ben Bichri, it's Micha, it's the same person. It's really the same person that just had three names in the Tanakh, but he is the same guy. He, Mr. Sheva ben Bichri, he is going in 1 minute to convince all of Israel to just stay away from David. The same thing his son, Yehovam, is going to be promised by Achiyah, the same thing, the same ten tribes that left David HaMelech in 1 second, they're going to leave now Rechabam with the prophecy of Achiyah. The same exact story. He is wrong, his son is right. Says the Gemara, this guy, Shem HaMelech, this guy One time, he saw fire coming out from his body. I said, oh, fire coming from my body? The Gemara said, two people saw fire coming out of the body. His own body, he's looking at his body, he sees fire coming out from his body. So the Gemara, two people. One is Nevat, and one Achitofel. Nevat, when he saw the fire, this is Shema ben Bichri. He said, oh, I'm going to be the king. It means I'm very, very holy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing me a real fire coming from his body. Gemara said, a mistake. It's not you, it's your son. You, Mr. Micha, you cannot be. Your son is going to be. Achitofel, the same thing. Said the Gemara, Achitofel saw fire coming from his body. He said, I'm going to be the king. Hashem said, not you. It's not you. It's your granddaughter. Achitofel's granddaughter is Bathsheba. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, you read the Tanakh, you read stories, facts, stories, here about David, about this guy, Shem Bichri, in 1 minute. Says, no, it's not 1 minute. Let me explain to you something. That story that happened in the Tanakh, that Mr. Shem Bichri is going to rebel, it just happened after the story that David explained the Lashon Hara. When David said to Mr. Tziba, to Mr. Boshet, you and Tziba should split. Hashem splitting. It means it's going to be the end. And there's a new king coming, Shema ben Bichri, this is Nevat, saw the fire coming out of his body. He brought the shofar, I'm the new king. So you're the new king? Why the new king? So fire coming from his body. So what did you see? Right now, when David, a melech, accepted the Lashon Hara, he says, it's all over. We're not going to have any kingdom anymore, David HaMelech. He said, Lashon Hara, right away the guy is standing over here. 10 tribes. And it's a minute ago. Thoughts for you, and it's appear for you. That's the power of Lashon Hara. So he left, right away Hashem Bechi left. But, the Gemara says, Hashem Bechi, when he blows the shofar, and he tells them Israel, let's go, he says a statement. What statement he says? If you look again, page 776, it says three things. Elanu chelek ben David, maybe. Lo nachala ben Ishai, maybe. Ish le'olav Israel, it means no Bet HaMikdash. No Yerushalayim Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, he rebelled Olam Israel against the kingdom of David completely, against Bet HaMikdash, against HaKadosh Baruch. Therefore, the Nabi is going to tell you, they're going to run after him, they're going to kill him. But in the concept, he was right. Since his name is Micha, and Micha was already worshipping Avodah Zarah in Iraq, in Babel, in the tower, then the minute that he feels that he's going to be a king, he wants to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, his son, his Mr. Yerovam ben Nevat, is going to do the same thing very soon. He's going to be chosen by Achiyah to become the king. Eventually, he's going to do 2 golden calves. He's going to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why again? Because his father was Micha. His father was the one that built the tower against and rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you remember, that rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, the Medrash says, the people that built the tower put a sword on top of the tower and they said they're going to fight Hashem and they're going to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Achiyah to tell Yerobam that he doesn't like so much the people in Yehuda. It says, since Shlomo. That's the story that we read last week. We thought it's just a story. You know, Shlomo is not so good. He says he let his wife worshipping Avodah Zarah. He let his wife do some Ktoret. He says that thing is going to cause that Olam Yisrael is going to do. As a king, you have to understand that you are connected to Olam Yisrael. Whatever you're going to do, they're going to do. It's assumed, you're going to see, is the guy here, he's going to be your Ram, he's going to take the kingdom away from you. Why is he going to take away the kingdom away? Because he fought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, you closed the Milo, you put toll booths on the highways in order to collect more money for marrying this girl. This marriage took place the same night that you're supposed to open Bet HaMikdash. It means you did something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eventually, you can let all your wives worshipping Avodah Zarah. Hashem said, okay, next chance now. Now you're going to do this for the second time. He's going to call up Yerobam. Yerobam will say, okay, I'm the new king. I am the new king. I don't want Shlomo to do these things because Shlomo is doing something what my father used to do. Against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, you're the one. Just one sentence, just before you ask any questions. If you go back to Sefer Melachim, with your permission, I just want to show you something. Before we continue next week, I just want to show you something. If you have page 838, sentence 16. Just, you know, just on the surface. Shlomo died, Rehavam, his son, became the king. Rehavam, his son, became the king. Olam Israel came to Rehavam and said, enough with the taxes. A gallon of God is $4. Enough, enough. So Rehavam said, okay, I have to give you an answer. Let me go discuss it with my advisors. He went and discussed it with the advisors that he had from the time of Shlomo HaMelech. They told him, you're better off, stop the taxes, because it's going to be a queue, going to be a rebellion against you. Then he went to ask some young kid from his high school, and they said, don't listen, be tough. Be tough, he comes back, as an answer. He says, my father gave you a hard time, I'm going to give you twice as much. Look at Nabim, when he just finished the sentence, sentence 16. Look, it's about 7 lines from the bottom of the page, 838. Vayar kol Yisrael kol shama melech alev. It says, Rehovam. Yehovam is not the king yet. But Rehovam, the son of Shlomo, came back with an answer. It says, no reduce in taxes. I am going to give you more taxes. More taxes. It says, Vayashivu am et hamelech zabar lemor. So they say the same sentence that Mr. Yehovam's father said. Malanu chelek v'David, v'lo nachal v'nishay l'olecha Yisrael. It says Midrashu said it. It says Yerovam said it. Yerovam is saying same sentence as his father. Shemem v'chir said it. It says you're going to be as a king yet, but you can't say I'm going to be the king, but I don't need Hashem. Ish lo alecha Yisrael means don't believe in Hashem. It says lo nachala v'nishay means he doesn't want the Hamikdash. You don't want David? You don't want David? Okay, I understand you don't want David. But you can't say you don't want the Hamikdash and you don't want Hashem. See, Mr. Obama is going to say the same sentence. That's going to be his downfall. His downfall, again, is going to be because he's using the same words as his father. His father is Mr. Hashem Ben Mishri. His father was taken away from the world, worshipping Avodah Zarah. His father said, when he tried to take control from Israel, the statement was, no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no Bet HaMikdash. Yerovam, when he speaks to Yerovam, says the same statement. No HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no Bet HaMikdash. That's going to be his downfall. But originally, he is going to be the king because he is better than his father. He learned Torah, Baruch Hashem believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Shlomo did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one standing in front of him. He is the only one. He says, you are there. My father was in the world. My father was then was cut off because he didn't believe in Hashem. I believe in Hashem. Hashem said, oh, that's right. You're going to have 10 tribes. The same way I promised already David HaMelech once. I told that he's going to lose 10 tribes when he accepted Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is like Avodah Zarah, the Chachamim say. It's the same concept. You lose. It's going to lose again. Sefer Melachim is the continuation of Hashem. Maybe next week. Yeah, yeah.